Hi, my name is Ryan Peterson from Stanford and Slack, and I'm going to talk to you today about a new plasma instability which we've discovered. This instability is important whenever you have an energetic, dilute electron beam traveling through a background plasma. On the left, first we have our cartoon of the Weibull instability. The Weibull instability generates strong magnetic fields. The beam and background electrons form filaments. However, when the background is much denser than the beam, these filaments have a very small spatial scale, and the beam can't convert very much of its energy into magnetic energy. The interaction is fairly weak. We've found that in some cases, a nonlinear secondary instability arises, which forms large cavities in the background, driven by the magnetic pressure of the exposed beam current, and can reach much, much larger spatial scales and scatter the beam. This can be important in nature for blazar jets, gamma ray bursts, potentially even in the laboratory, which I'll show in just a second. We've done a numerical and theoretical analysis, numerically using PICOT-OSIRIS, and our theoretical results are shown in the top middle. We see first that the growth rate gamma depends on the ion motion of the background, and so it's fairly slow. The magnetization, however, the amount of energy converted to magnetic energy, doesn't depend on the density ratio. And that's very different than the result for the Weibull instability. So even dilute beams will always generate strong fields, strong enough to scatter the beam. And the magnetic length scale, shown here lambda b, will potentially reach hundreds or thousands of skin depths for energetic beams. Next, 1D and 2D PIC simulations verify the scalings, as shown in the middle plot. In the bottom middle, we show a very large 3D simulation, which verifies the spatial scales can reach hundreds of skin depths, accounting for all other plasma instabilities which may grow. Finally, in the right column, we show that this instability can potentially be driven with modern electron beams available at omega-EP and NIF-ARC. These microcoulomb level beams are needed because of the very slow growth time and the large transverse scales of this instability. A 5 microcoulomb beam simulation is shown in the right middle. We see in the left side that the Weibull instability first develops, which is characterized by corresponding modulations in the beam and background electron species, but almost no modulation in the protons. At later times, this instability causes these cavities to form, and you see very large modulation in the two background species and strongly amplified magnetic fields. And this could be important for the long beams involved in certain inertial fusion schemes, as well as in order to study astrophysical processes in the laboratory. Thank you for your time.